This is the Surrey Storm podcast.
Well, Yaz, what a win in front of your home fans. I got the sense from the crowd cheering you as you walked over towards us and your teammate that that was a hard-fought, well-deserved victory.
Oh, yeah, no, I thought the girls played absolutely brilliantly. And when we dug deep, we can perform really well and making sure that we're patient with the ball, we're supporting one another, and that's what it's all about. And I'm thankful for them because they made me play well. So
you said to me at halftime that you all just needed to calm down, take it a little bit steadier. Do you feel you really achieved that in the second half?
Yeah, no, definitely. We were a lot more calmer, more patient with the ball. We were using our reset a lot more effectively, and that's what it's all about. We have to put in 100% team effort to allow us a nice, easy route to goal, and that's what netball's about.
There's a lot of history between these two sides, yes, as well. As we know, a lot of Storm players went to Wasps when the franchise first started. Does this rivalry have a little extra bite to it?
Yeah, it does. But it's all for Tom. So it's all to remember him and what an amazing person he is. And because we've got girls who went to Wasps that were part of Storm when he was here, it's always just a really nice competitive game to represent him.
I think you might have enjoyed that one as
well. Yeah, I think you would have loved that one. That's one for you, Tom.
Huge congratulations, Jazz. You are the Gilbert player of the match.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Enjoy the win.
Thank you.
Really happy with some bits, definitely not thrilled with others. But overall, it was just a really great game, a really competitive game, which we always knew it was going to be against a really classy side like Wasps. So was really happy to put our foot down in that final quarter particularly, and to go from, you know, a one goal margin to then winning the game by almost double digits is a really promising sign for us and our strength of character. So yeah, overall, very pleased.
And talking about that momentum, as you said, you know, sometimes it was really close and Wasps did come back. What was it like for you out there on the court, watching on the sidelines and coaching? You know, how did you feel the team dealt with those moments?
Yeah, it felt like we was always in control.
Yeah.
Like it felt like, to me, like it was always going to come out good for us. And I didn't feel like, although we may have gone through stages of not playing fantastic, it was never, you know, it was never so bad that I felt like we was going to lose all control, which was great. It's just that going for the jugular mentality that we've got to have a little bit more of. You know, I think in that first quarter, we could have absolutely killed the game off, because we earned enough ball to be able to do that, and we didn't. And that's where we've got to be a little bit better and have a little bit better execution. But hey, look, that's like me splitting hairs over very fine margins. Wasps are a team on the rise. You know, they came into today with huge amounts of confidence, probably tipping this to be a third win on the bounce for them. So we knew it was always going to be a real tussle to be able to try and stem that flow. So overall, I'm just really, really pleased to show that strength of mental resilience, because it's probably not a term you would have put that and Storm together over the last few years. So yeah, overall pleased.
And that mental resilience is really key, because obviously we have got back-to-back wins, which is the first time we've had that in a long time. We're going obviously away to the Dragons next. You know, how are you going to keep that resilience up and make sure that the team are ready for that?
Yeah, look, I think for us it's just about keeping our feet firmly on the ground. I know we're doing some really good things currently, but we ultimately know that we're still the team that people think they're going to be able to pick 3 points off. We've got that monkey on our back, and we've got to work really, really hard to keep turning the status quo. I don't think we've done that yet, so we just prepare for every single opposition as diligently as we can. We pay them the respect that they deserve, because ultimately any team in this league is good enough to take 3 points off you if you don't bring your absolute A game. So yeah, Dragons up next. We've got a whole week now, which is nice and a luxury in this league. It's definitely been a while since we've had that. So yeah, we'll go back to the drawing board. We're straight into training again tomorrow. We go back into preparing for that opposition, and fingers crossed we can just keep performing well. You know, result aside, that will always go one way or the other. That's sport for you, and we live and die by losing or winning. So as long as we're playing well, as long as the numbers that we're trying to produce are improving and on the up, then I'll be marginally satisfied.
And obviously great to have a victory, but a special one today for the team. You're wearing the pink top and you have the trophy at the end of the match. How does it feel for you and the team to win the Tom Resi Trophy?
Yeah, every single year it just gets more prominent, and I don't know whether that's because of the time frame the wider world's coming out of. Slightly, not really at the minute. You know, the last couple of years have been so hard for so many people, mentally, physically, emotionally. To see Poppy now getting older, and now she's old enough to play netball herself, and you know, really get involved with the girls and stuff, it brings up so many different emotions, which before the game you kind of have to really keep yourself in check. But we spoke about Tom in the change room a lot pre-game today, and we laughed about how sarcastic and short he would have been, and, you know, just go and put the ball more in the net than they do and you'll be fine. And so that was overall our aim today. So, yeah, it was a really prominent victory. We was obviously cup holders going into this game, so we really wanted to retain that here at home for the first time since 2019, I think. So yeah, we're slowly but surely turning the tide and ticking off a lot of boxes, and I'm just happy to see the girls enjoying themselves while they're out there.
And a lot of pink in the crowd tonight. Any messages for the fans?
Yeah, to sell out an arena at 5:30 on a Monday night is absolutely no mean feat, and probably just goes to show the amount of dedication that our Storm fans have for us. I can't say I'm surprised, because they're so diehard and have been throughout this whole process over the last 4 years, you know, win, lose or draw. But it's just nice to be able to marginally pay them back. And that's our aim. You know, we want to make sure that when we're wearing this brand and we're stepping out on our home court in particular, we want to make sure that we're protecting it at all costs. We take wearing this badge with massive amounts of pride, and that's something that we're really trying to change this year. So we thank them so much for their support. We beg them to keep coming back. We want to keep Surrey Sports Park a really, really hard place for other teams to come and compete, and it certainly is at the minute.
This is the Surrey Storm podcast.